Hi, this is Mary from Family First.
Yes, hello, Miss Mary. My name is Vincent Payne, and I was a former member participant of Family First. And a lady named Miss Alicia was my service coordinator. This lady, Miss Alicia, has really done damage to harm my services as a coordinator. And the worker that I had, I left the agency because of her not continuously answering her phone, but then she penalized me, saying that I was doing something underhanded and trying to get me in trouble with my new coordinator that I had, with the new agency that I had. And she actually texted my new agency lying on me, saying that I was clocking my worker in and out. This lady was lying, and she is a liar. And yesterday, my worker, Victor Hurdle, sent in his hours for his hours, and she received those hours and then saying thank you or whatever. And I replied thank you back to her. But I'm trying to get to the bottom of, did this lady actually submit the hours that my worker Victor Hurdle sent her in yesterday? Because after that, she then sends a message to his phone saying that since you're no longer in this agency, your information is not active. Then she says, call your service coordinator, my new service coordinator. I don't know what this lady mean by what she's doing. You know, in other words, I'm trying to find out, did she submit the hours that she told my worker to submit in, which he did yesterday? And she texts back saying thank you because she received it. So that's all I'm trying to find out. What did she mean by call my new service coordinator? That didn't make any sense after she received the hours that he worked for me for. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
She confused me. She confused him with that statement. I don't know what she meant by saying that. So I'm trying to reach this lady once again for like the 90th time. This lady never picks up her phone. I don't even know if she's working right now and why she don't pick up her phone no more. So I'm trying to find out from the administrator what's going on with this lady. She said that she submitted him time slips 2 times in order for him to download those slips so he can get paid for it. But then she turns around and says something stupid, which throws a red flag. I don't know what this lady meant by saying that. So I'm trying to find out if my worker still was being paid for the hours that he didn't get paid for, which was 40 hours. And she sent the dates to his phone.
Okay.
And he submitted it all yesterday.
Let me know the name of your worker.
Victor Hoser.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Victor Hurdle. VICTORHURDLE. Hurdle.
Okay, having here. Let me check. So you say 40 hours?
Yes. It was for the days of 226, 227, 228, 31, and 32. Those are the dates.
Okay, I'll ask our team to see if he will get paid for those. But I'm not seeing anything put in here. You said he sent the timesheets?
Say it again?
You said he sent the timesheets?
Yes, she sent the link to his phone to download those hours, and he did it. She sent the link to, his number, his phone.
All right, I'll have a word with her and check, okay, and she will give you a call back, okay?
I appreciate it, ma'am.
All right.
Do you know this number? You know my number? Excuse me, you know my number?
Yeah, I have it right here.
It's 215-614-8564.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.